We're transitioning through the Dark Gate now, Captain, Keyes's nav officer said. Confirmed, Werner said. Sensor data will be available momentarily. Keyes acknowledged the information with nothing but a nod. Since Hades, he lacked much interest in speaking, which had caused some breakdowns in communication, until his CIC crew learned to watch his body language more closely. He'd rebuked those breakdowns harshly, and all had become well. As well as it can be, anyway, Keyes thought to himself. His hunt through Pirate's Path was almost at an end, and though they'd checked each system thoroughly, Keyes knew where he'd find his prey. As they'd progressed through system after empty system, Casper had often become visible to sensors, shining dimly from many light years away. Whenever it had become visible, Keyes ordered Werner to put the visual on a split screen using the CIC's main display, and he'd watched the star, his stomach roiling with heat. There they are, Werner said, a note of wonder in his voice. In heliocentric orbit, 2 light minutes ahead of Casper 3B. Their fleet is enormous, mostly settlement ships, but still, where could Darkstream possibly have hidden all of this? Inside the gas giant itself, Keyes said. The same one their HQ orbits. They must have concealed them in Casper 3B as a contingency plan, which speaks to how paranoid they are. And they have good reason for paranoia, considering how long they've been screwing humanity. They've detected us already, Captain. It looks like you were right. Most of the unaccounted-for UHF ships are here, a sizable battle group. They're arranging themselves to confront us. Should I accelerate, Captain? Nav said. No. Maintain current speed. Certainly an all-out charge from the supercarrier would have been menacing, and it would have given their ordnance more punch as well. But he expected a leisurely approach would prove more effective psychologically. Plus, I want to savor this, he reflected. The Dark Gate sat across the system directly opposite Casper 3B, and it took the Providence 10 hours to cross to the enemy ships. For their part, the rogue UHF ships carefully arrayed themselves to intercept the supercarrier, spaced out to deny her the opportunity to take out 2 of them at once. Keyes would have to go through them if he wanted to threaten the settlement ships. His crew spoke little as they traversed the system. Keyes preferred it that way now. Normally, he would permit himself at least 1 coffee break for a 10-hour journey, but not this one. He sat in the captain's chair the entire time, gripping the chair's armrests and staring at the opposing formation. Incoming transmission, his comms officer said the moment they were close enough for real-time communication. Accept. Keyes's former XO, Bob Bronson, appeared on the viewscreen. What's your angle here, Keyes? Justice. Come now, Bronson said, clearly trying to sound self-assured. But Keyes heard the nervous hitch in his voice. You can't expect us not to defend these people. They only want to find a new home. They want to flee their crimes. I won't let you do this, Keyes. I will oppose you. Then you'll die. Keyes glanced at his comms officer. Cut the transmission. Werner, put up a tactical display full screen. Bronson vanished from the view screen. Comms, verify with Colonel Fesky that Condors are ready. She's ready, Captain. Then tell her to launch every last Condor. During the entire voyage through Pirate's Path, half of the air group had been on standby to launch. But in preparing to enter this system, Keyes had ordered every pilot to prepare for battle. I want half of them on missile defense, and the other half targeting the cruiser on the rightmost periphery of the enemy formation. With the addition of former Falcon pilots from among the Bastion sector insurgents, the Providence now boasted a fully reconstituted air group, 400 pilots strong, and Keyes knew Fesky was eager to have them implement what she'd taught them. Not only that, but for the first time since the start of this war, Keyes's ship was completely refueled, recharged, and reloaded. He liked to think that she thirsted for Darkstream's blood as much as he did.